Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are travelling to Lithuania. The charming medieval cobbled streets of Vilnius Old Town might attract hordes of visitors, but despite the obvious tourist traps, there are plenty of places to sample traditional Lithuanian dishes. Food critic Andrius Uskalnis shows Monocle's Zonia Shuravliova where to find the real deal.
And currently we're standing at this time. It's almost winter, it's quite cold, in one of the courtyards of the old town, which would be in summer very, very busy with tables outside and a lot of tourists coming here, particularly to this place. It is called Lokys, which means a bear. It specializes in game dishes, particularly deer, wild boar, maybe occasionally. I don't think you will often find bear on the menu.
Here we are, this is our steakhouse. In the mid-ages, all of those four windows was Jewish merchant shops.
Right, so we're in the old Jewish quarter, is that right?
Yes, it is. And you can see a bit of original building, like materials that we do not touch. And the hall by the entrance that you saw, there is, we call it Baroque. This is our covered bear.
Why is he covered up?
So since 2001, the law came in force that we cannot dispose of wild animals. We cannot display it to the public.
Oh no, so you have to cover him up.
Yes, we decided to cover him up and leave a story over here and a photo of him. They didn't say that we cannot dispose of photo, so you can see the bear.
The legendary bear.
Yes.
So tell me what's on the menu.
Lithuanian cuisine, which includes meats. We are a steakhouse. There is a saying that Lithuanian national dish is Zeppelini, but for me, I don't believe it's right, because through all ages, it was meat. And Zeppelini just came, I don't know, you can say recently, 100-200 years ago. So through the whole ages, pagan Lithuania was a meat lovers and meat drinkers. So that's what we do here. We do promote meat. Good wild meat roasts and drinking.
And what's unusual that's on your menu?
If you feel exotic, you can get some beaver or some kill or, I don't know, there is so many things, which is very popular. That would be a venison or wild boar.
Mm-hmm. And where do you get the beaver?
From hunters associations.
And is that a popular dish?
Well, people do try it, and it's really interesting. It's very characteristic meal. You cannot describe it as anything else. How does the beaver taste like? You have to try to know that. It's something between maybe turkey and beef. Something over there. We do prepare it. It's have a very specific taste, which we do balance off with some tomatoes, seasoning and flavorings. So it's very, very tender and, I don't know, a juicy, soft taste of something unusual.
Is it like a roast or do you...
It's a stew. Beaver stew served in mashed potatoes with spinaches.
Sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And where are we going now?
We're now going to see one of the places that serves kibinai, which is a traditional pastry dish. It's not Lithuanian as such, but it has been adopted by Lithuanians from Crimean Karaites, which is a Jewish sect from Crimea and came with Crimean Tatars, who originally were brought to Lithuania as bodyguards for one of Lithuania's grand dukes. And they brought their national pastry dish with them, which is like pastry with filling traditionally of mutton, but these days they also make them with pork and beef and whatnot. I even seen those kibinai pastry made with chocolate. It is quite delicious, and it is also one of the dishes that is quite filling. Traditional Lithuanian dishes characterized by its sort of high calorific nature. It's not a light cuisine, and Lithuanians do not very easily lean towards lighter dishes.
Oh, it smells delicious.
They look like little torpedoes, don't they?
Little pies
Little pies, effectively. That's what they are. And here is one with beef. Here is one with turkey, with cottage cheese and sun-dried tomatoes, and a vegetarian option, which is becoming more and more popular in Lithuania. There are more and more vegetarians out there.
Should we try one? The people who made them originally, maybe they would have been traveling a lot, so moving from place to place. This is a good food to have.
Also, if you are going to work somewhere, long journey in the field, it's something that you can take with you.
So we're back in the old town, right in the centre.
Right in the very centre, and in one of the most glamorous squares. And also in summer, where we are standing now, there would be tables and people sitting and eating outside. Stikliai is one of the best known food companies in Lithuania. I mean, proprietors of restaurants. They've been around for 25 years, ever since the beginning of Lithuania's independence. They've had a number of restaurants. They have a hotel right over there. They have a deli right here. They have a bar just around the corner. But today we came for their beer hall, which has been here for a long, long time. Again, we are still in the old Jewish quarter, which made up a substantial part of the what is now an old town Vilnius. When you think about Lithuanian cuisine, it's all about potatoes. And one of the dishes that people come to try here, which they make it quite well, cepelinai, potato dumplings stuffed with meat. They're made from boiled and grated potatoes. Meat is inside, and then they're boiled, and then they're on your plate with a lot of sour cream and cracklings. It's not what you might call a light or very healthy cuisine. It has been designed for people who were living in the country, who had to work outside all day, who had to chop wood or harvest fields, and who were expending a lot of energy.
Sounds nice when it's cold weather.
It is a sort of food that necessitates a lot of workout after. I also recommend this place because the interior is very traditional looking in a good sense. You would not describe it as tacky or made for tourists. And I know that even the music that they're playing, they have their own special collection of CDs of ethnic music that they're playing, the music that they like, the music that they handpicked.
Shall we go in?
I could spend here all day trying one classic food after another, and our neighbors just had their order of venison sausage, and this is an amazing dish. It's very robust, very strong flavored. Cepelinai, the potato dumplings, are also sort of popularly known not to be a Lithuanian dish, but a sort of version of a German dish of similar nature. It is right here coming, so...
Exciting.
Sour cream and bacon dressing.
And inside here?
What's inside?
Pork meat. For you also, I meat.
Achu. Thank you. Oh my God, it looks amazing. But it looks like I won't have to eat for another 24 hours afterwards.
It would be the case that you would be stuffed till the rest of the day today. You probably wouldn't need much in terms of supper. They look good here. They take some time to prepare, and you've seen that we not only had to have our starters, but have a walk around before we could be served that.
So this is a layer of potato, and then...
And then there is a ball, like a size of golf ball, maybe a little bit smaller,
there is no adequate word to call it. They're called cepelini for the zeppelin, the flying hot air balloon. These are more round, and also the jury is still out as to what they should really look like, how round or how zeppelin shaped they should be.
Is that something else up for discussion?
People would say, also, you know, some people make them only with grated potatoes. Some people use half and half grated and boiled potatoes in the mass that's inside. I think here it's pure grated potatoes, which means that they will be a bit more al dente than some, but it's really to the taste of the beholder.
And what do you have them with? With sour cream?
Sour cream and pork cracklings.
Wow, let's get stuck in.
Let's do that.
This has been episode number 61 of Food Neighborhoods, our guides for the Vilnius Old Town, where food critic Andrius Uskalnis and Monaco's Sonia Shuravliova. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.